special rounds were hardly ever called. It was too difficult for the staff to get together. But now the amphitheater was packed, tier after tier of white jackets and pale faces, staring down at Ellis, who pushed his glasses up on his nose and said, "As many of you know, tomorrow morning the Neuropsychiatric Research Unit will perform a limbic pacing procedure, what we call a stage 3, on a human patient." There was no sound, no movement from the audience. Janet Ross stood in the corner of the amphitheater near the doors and watched. She found it odd that there should be so little reaction. But then it was hardly a surprise. Everyone in the hospital knew that the Neuropsychiatric Service, or NPS, had been waiting for a good Stage 3 subject. "I must ask you," Ellis said, "to restrain your questions when the patient is introduced. He is a sensitive man, and his disturbance is quite severe. We thought you should have the psychiatric background before we bring him in. The attending psychiatrist, Dr. Ross, will give you a summary." Ellis nodded to Ross. She came forward to the center of the room. She stared up at the steeply banked rows of faces and felt a momentary hesitation. Janet Ross was good-looking in a lean, dark blonde way. She herself felt she was too bony and angular, and she often wished she were more softly feminine. But she knew her appearance was striking, and at 30, after a decade of training in a predominantly masculine profession, she had learned to use it. She clasped her hands behind her back, took a breath, and launched into the summary, delivering it in the rapid, stylized method that was standard for grand rounds.
"Harold Franklin Benson," she said, "is a 34-year-old divorced computer scientist who was healthy until 2 years ago, when he was involved in an automobile accident on the Santa Monica Freeway. Following the accident, he was unconscious for an unknown period of time. He was taken to a local hospital for overnight observation and discharged the next day in good health. He was fine for 6 months, until he began to experience what he called blackouts."
The audience was silent, faces staring down at her, listening.
"These blackouts lasted several minutes and occurred about once a month. They were often preceded by the sensation of peculiar, unpleasant odors. The blackouts frequently occurred after drinking alcohol. The patient consulted his local physician, who told him he was working too hard and recommended he reduce his alcohol intake. Benson did this, but the blackouts continued. 1 year ago, a year after the accident, he realized that the blackouts were becoming more frequent and lasting longer. He often regained consciousness to find himself in unfamiliar surroundings. On several occasions, he had cuts and bruises or torn clothing, which suggested that he had been fighting. However, he never remembered what occurred during the blackout periods."
Heads in the audience nodded. They understood what she was telling them. It was a straightforward history for an epileptiform syndrome, which might be treated with surgery. But there were complexities.
"The patient's friends," she continued, "told him that he was acting differently, but he discounted their opinion. Gradually, he has lost contact with